The Marshall Aquatic Center was scheduled to open this past weekend, but it had to be put on hold due to weather and water temperature. The pool is now scheduled to open later on today. Marshall Parks and Recreation Director Chad Unterreiner says everything is on schedule.
Our pool temperature is getting up, and so we are excited and ready to be open Friday at 1 p.m.
Unterreiner said the pool will be open each day from 1 to 7 p.m., with the exception of Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays, we have dollar day entry because our pools is from 1 to 5, but and then a $5 entry for any other time.
Individual season passes to the pool can be purchased for $55. For more information, you can call 660-886-7128. A third teenager has been arrested and is the only one formally charged relating to a shooting incident on Memorial Day in Pettis County. According to the Sedalia Police Department, at approximately 7:48 p.m., officers responded to the area of Vermont Park on reports of shots being fired. Upon arrival, officers quickly discovered that the suspect vehicles had fled the scene and nobody was injured. An investigation revealed this stems from an ongoing dispute between two parties. One party was at the park with their family when the other group arrived. The assistance of the Pettis County Sheriff's Department and the Missouri State Highway Patrol Sedalia officers located two suspects involved and arrested them for unlawful use of a weapon. Members of the Sedalia Police Investigations Unit responded and continued to investigate the incident. While continuing to the investigation, 17-year-old Jesse Rubio of Sedalia was arrested. Sedalia police officers also located a stolen handgun out of Lee's Summit in one of the vehicles involved in the incident. The police department strongly encourages anyone who was at Vermont Park at the time of the incident to contact it and what you witnessed to assist it in obtaining all the facts. If anyone has additional information, you are urged to contact Detective Davis Middlehauser at 660-827-7823, extension 1244. Court documents say Rubio has been charged with a Class E felony for unlawful use of a weapon exhibiting. Rubio posted surety bond yesterday. His arraignment hearing is scheduled for 9 o'clock Tuesday, June 22nd at Pettis County Circuit Court. And area residents have some more opportunities to get vaccinated against COVID-19 this week. From 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock this afternoon, vaccines will be available at the Sedalia Housing Authority at 500 Welch Court, thanks to Katy Trail Community Health. And there are two opportunities tomorrow. One is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Katy Trail sites for walk-ins at the Warsaw and Marshall locations, and from 1 to 5 p.m. at Bethel Family Church at 120 East 5th Street in Sedalia. For more information, you can call 877-733-5824 or visit katytrailcommunityhealth.org. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our webpage at KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.